Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Next statement.
Yeah.
Arsenal. Wait, you might be right. You might be right. Arsenal will win the league next season.
Hey.
Season after that? Pop. You see what I'm saying? Like, bro, they're not going to win this league. It's done.
They're not winning next year.
Before everyone says something. Fast if you ever
what
run in your
doing,
life.
What are you doing?
All right, listen.
Can I get another balloon?
Give him another balloon.
All right, listen.
Oh, what? But he needs one
go
too.
Go right in the middle. Go right in the middle.
He needs one
just
too.
Running.
I
just
need
run.
One. I need
run.
One.
Just one.
See?
He just squeezed it with his bare hands, bro.
You got to get behind him.
Hold on. Did you do that with your hand?
Yes, he didn't even do nails. He just squeezed it. He just squeezed it, bruv.
Can I get my balloon?
Alright, this is the eardrum thing at this point.
Bro, are you popping that with your fingers?
It's been a decade of filth. Filthy Fellas Live, 10-year anniversary. Hackney Empire. 8th of May.
Straight away, he's gonna disrupt the ting.
Man, then watch out.
You're not losing weight.
You just spat on yourself.
Let me say this right now, yeah.
I'm not the dickhead in this group, you man.
Bro, stop.
I know what we're trying to do.
You see, South, man.
I'm not I'm not the dickhead in this group. I've noticed, bro.
Stop, just because you can fight, man.
Scorcher last time, yeah? It's not happening, bro.
What, with Scorcher?
You, man, let me know where I am in this group, bro. I'm not the dickhead.
I
will crash out on this.
Bro, you see South, man.
I'm telling you, man, right now.
Hey, crash out.
Crash out.
You see, Brick? Nah.
You let man move,
man. Move.
You let man say Mateta, bro.
No.
Mateta's good, though.
Mateta's cold.
He's a gunman, better than Haaland.
Yeah. No one said that. What do you mean we stopped him? Do you know what it is? We just sometimes just gotta let the ball fly. Southman trying to fight every fight.
I have to be aggressive now. I learned my lesson. Anyway,
nah, man. Back again, people.
Filthy.
Something a little bit different for you lot.
Blah.
Different but familiar.
Quickly, before we do that, it was Jordan Ibe last week, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How was he? I wasn't here.
Proper, man. Proper.
Lit episode, man.
Rude. I tried to say Sancho was shit and he got onto me.
Is it?
Yeah. Also said he was going to mash up certain man.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
He's going to mash up certain man?
Yeah.
That
certain man to the left.
Hey, say their name, but just bleep it out.
No way.
No, certain man to
the
left.
Why is he going to mash them up?
They tried to say he don't know his name. His name's Jordan Ibe, but he calls himself Jordan Ibe. But obviously explain that the commentator said it, so they just ran with it, and he knows his name, man. Yeah.
I hear it, so he's on there.
So we see him outside Tinseltown and say, yo, what's up? Man said he weren't like that.
Anyway, yeah, like I said, man, we got something a little bit different for you lot today. Different but familiar. Pop the balloon.
Boom.
You know how that goes?
Pop the balloon and no gal is
Listen, I know. I know, so let me explain
I'm
what we're going to do.
I'm Aaron the plumber, bro, in this whole song.
What? He is.
I'm Aaron the plumber.
He's not the guy that...
The guy that fights
that
everyone.
That fight the tranny thing because he lips it up, innit?
He didn't lips it, though.
I'm just saying.
He didn't lips it, though.
I'm just saying. That's
he
who
didn't,
you are.
He didn't,
that's who you are.
That's who you
but
are.
That's who you are, though.
I've seen
him
punch it up, though, boy. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, so you don't know where you're going with that.
We're going to put some big statements out there. And boys, if you agree with the statement, don't pop your balloon. We'll have a little chat about it. Say, lovely statement. We'll let it go by.
What are you doing?
What are you doing,
man? I knew someone was
going to do that. You're a dickhead, bro.
Hey. That was bound to happen.
Hey, these men with sharp nails, you know. These men with sharp nails.
Bro, the worst thing is, on the, like...
You're trying to pump things.
You know what's crazy? I was going to do that for the gunman.
And we know Marx's standards, bro. In the real pop the balloon, he's never going to pop his balloon.
Never popping his balloon.
That was his balloon pop.
He sees beauty in absolutely everything.
That's not a diss. That's a compliment.
Yeah, see?
Speaks to my heart.
See what I mean? Stop popping your balloon, man.
How did you get your sharp nails?
Beauty isn't either.
Nah, but like, let me tell you something. You know what he said to me? He went, nah, but it wasn't on purpose. I swear to God.
Yeah, he took the like this. I saw it. I'm trying to do the intro fast, bro. He was pump faking the whole time. Getting closer and closer. That Tom and Jerry, bro.
One thing I did notice, bro, your balloon's lickle.
You got a cock on your hat.
What
are we doing? What's
what are
going
you doing, man?
It says cock.
My balloon ain't got as much air. What's all that about?
Hold on, wait. It says cock.
Oh, come on. All right.
It does. Right.
Come on.
It really does.
This is crazy.
Can we pop our balloon for that?
No, we're gonna run out of balloons. We're gonna run out of balloons.
Do you know what? Can we have the poo? Can we have the poo
as
well?
The poo's needed as well. Yeah, yes. We need the poo now.
Start it on there.
No, you have to start it here.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
That was a mad catch. That was a mad catch. Air Jordan.
Hey. Hey. Air Jordan. We're going to get an emoji with a poop.
Hey. I didn't. Did you hear me? Greg Wood said, oh my God.
Lava. First said lava catch. Lava catch. All right, listen, boys. Let the statement land, though, yeah? Remember, as you hear the statement, let it resonate. If you don't agree, pop that. And then the man that pops the balloon, the floor is yours. And it's your job to basically convince the rest of the man them to pop their balloon. Or you're just going to be the idiot on
I feel like he's just talking to me.
Because I know, because yeah. Brother, you bro, need to know the rule. I know
the
about
number
you.
One
he's, you're going to pop the balloon first for 90% of the things. 100%. But
let's make this interesting.
Let's go. Let's go, man. Yeah. Do everyone understand what we're doing here? Yeah?
Think so.
What's his name again?
Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky. Yeah.
Christmas poo.
Christmas poo.
I heard about him still.
So boys, you saying ready? Yes. First round of filthy fellas, pop the balloon. Yeah? Let's go. So the first statement is a very true statement. Thierry Henry is the best player to ever play in the Premier League. I didn't even get to read out his stats. I had a whole speech. I was going to say where he learned to play the game. What's going on? Why
I
want to
hear it.
Nah, the man popped his balloon first.
Pop the balloon speaks first.
Yeah, he's popped. He stopped me. He stopped me in my
okay,
tracks.
Okay.
Floor is yours, Marks.
Cristiano Ronaldo's played in this league, so that statement's false.
And my rebuttal to that was the Cristiano Ronaldo that you're referring to played in all white.
No.
For the biggest team in the world. The real biggest team in the world.
Cristiano Ronaldo that I'm referring to won the Ballon d'Or. Relax.
He's arguing with Salah and everyone.
Relax.
Henri Realm is the... That's the stat. Not even the standard. That's
did he win a Ballon d'Or in the Prem?
Because it's political, no.
Help me, because I know you want to do it.
What are you a mute as well?
I think you can't talk. If
no, you can talk. You can talk.
I like that though. I like the fact that I can't come in the convo until I pop.
No, because you can diss it. You have to tell me, because again, sorry, I'm doing it wrong. So I have to say, Steve-O, why haven't you popped your balloon?
Okay.
So Margs is chatting rubbish, but Steve-O, why have you not popped your balloon?
Well, because straight away I thought the statement's probably true, yeah? But then Margs, did say, hang on, Ronaldo, but then the Ronaldo in white, you said. So I'm all listening. Then I thought about it and I thought, hang on, That Ronaldo that won the Ballon d'Or, we're talking 2008.
That 07-08 season. 07-08.
One sec.
That's all it needs.
07-08 season was crazy. But are we saying to be the best in the Prem, it's a consistency thing, right?
Premier League, Champions League,
Steve,
double.
Just pop it.
35 goals.
No, because he's consistent. No, but you're talking
about, he's talking about Champions League as well. He's saying in
the
Prem.
He said he was the best player to ever play in the Prem.
Premier
League. Yeah, Ronaldo was better.
Yeah, I'm not popping. It's Henry.
So Dan, you're actually meant to be my dog in this. We're playing up front. But there's no chemistry.
Well, I'll be honest. Thierry Henry is nowhere near, for me, the best player to have played in the Premier League.
Who is?
He's an icon. Yeah, he helped Arsenal. He's an Arsenal legend. What do you mean? There's better players that I think are better than Thierry Henry.
You're not saying striker, David Silva.
I'm saying Eden Hazard. I'm saying there's better players.
David Silva. yeah, 100%.
I heard that shout, but I like it.
If he's not one of the best players to ever step foot in this
league, no, he's one. You said he's better than Henry.
You said he's better than Henry.
Not a better striker.
Hazard's not better than
footballer. Hazard is better than Henry. Hazard's definitely a better footballer.
Can I just ask a question, more so than a statement? Yeah. What's the difference between being a better player and having better technical ability?
You shouldn't. Why do we let him ask a question?
No, that's a good question, though. That's a good question because Hazard has more technical ability, but Henry is a better player, bro.
No, he played 20 years before him.
But technical football ability, David Silva's technical ability for passing and close control.
He's one of the best that's ever played in this league. Facts.
Because again, let's have it right. Henry had his ability and he also did what he did in the league year after year after year.
Two years.
He's top goal scorer for like four seasons. Bro.
2 years. In a two-team league. Never did it in a final. Yeah.
I'm doing it out of spite because I don't like the way that Lippy's talking about Henry.
That's fair enough.
I swear.
You could do that as well, you know. That's like Aaron the plumber thing, spiteful pop.
So you're defo saying Henry over Salah?
No, I'm not saying Henry over. I don't.
You
think
are saying Henry over Salah.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. But I'm saying, I'm not gonna pop my balloon because I think that.
So you're saying Henry over Salah?
Is it Henry over Salah or not?
No,
that don't work. That don't.
No, because he said I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that is.
No, it ain't. But you see what I'm saying?
Are you saying Henry over Salah?
No.
Then that.
No, it ain't. Then pop it. Because it's not a comparison with Mo Salah.
What are you talking? It's a comparison with everyone.
Bro, hold on. If you have not popped your balloon, you are saying there's not a single player in the history
levels.
Of the Prem.
They're levels.
That's better than,
they're levels. If that was said Mo, I wouldn't have popped either.
They're not levels. So
they're in and around the same. They're both the pinnacle of Premier League greatness.
So he's not the best.
For me, he is. Just like that.
And Henry.
Bro, when everyone else spoke, no one got all this.
I'm even throwing Aguero in there, you know. I think Aguero's the best ever Premier League Prem.
I think Aguero's up there.
I think Aguero is a better striker, 100%.
Yeah, 100 got haters. I'm saying this year, just even that goal against USA and them players, that is because he's the greatest player in the Premier League. Those players ran over and Henry was doing the presentation.
So you're saying
and they
yes,
ran
Henry.
Up. That's because he's the best. That is because they grew up watching Henry. All these flamboyant strikers and all this, they learnt from Thierry. And that's the truth. For me, he's the best.
Yeah, but just remember when Salah comes up in the future.
Bro, Hazard is a better player than Salah. Salah is more clinical.
And who's a better player than Henry?
Nobody.
You said Hazard's a better player than Salah, but Salah and Henry are levels.
Yeah, they're levels. Don't mean he's better. Henry's better at bare things than Salah.
My maths is good.
They're both as consistent. That's why I put them level.
Right, guys. We obviously couldn't agree on that. It wasn't a unanimous decision, so let's just move on. And whilst we're on the subject of strikers, the next question is, Erling Haaland has made Man City worse.
So he agrees.
No.
That means he disagrees.
I told you.
Erling, bro.
That looks like a
my balloon's dying, bro.
That's a sweet potato.
He killed it slow.
Because you know why? Do you know why? It's a metaphor here. It's a slow burn. You have to let it sink in. You have to really understand. And then, yeah. That is crazy, though.
What's going on? I don't know. I can't even look at it.
I've got to end this misery, bro. That's mad. But yeah, I don't agree with
starting
that.
Starting with me?
Yeah, you set it.
I disagree with that as treble. Dude's done so much, like in terms of like goals scored. He's 100 so quick, 50 so quick. Took over Shearer's. Bro, dude's a maniac.
He's a monster.
Making Man City worse after all, what he's been there for 3 of the 4, isn't it? And then the treble, yeah, it's important. That's silly. It's silly to say that.
I think in terms of goal scoring, it might not ever be seen again, what he done.
This is different. Let's have it right. City aren't having a great season. Because he's gone and done what he does, they're still fighting for top four. They still look like a player away from being the top guys again. So I think, you know what it is? We could be honest. It don't look as pretty. And I think because of social media now and that, people move like, if something don't look as good as it used to, it's not as good as it used to be. But
obviously, not everyone here will understand the feeling, but you know when Chelsea was winning the Champions League and they was playing kind of sh- but they was winning. I don't care about how the games were. We won the Champions League, but obviously not everyone here can relate.
City are worse, but I don't think it's because of Haaland. They're an aging team. There's players that was cooking and that were killing that are not the same people anymore. De Bruyne's falling off.
Gundogan.
Walker falled off. Gundogan had to go and come back and he's not the same again.
Ruben
Diaz is not the same again. They got young boys in there like Rico and all that. Like, it's not the same team. Bernardo Silva probably ain't giving you what he was giving you before. Like, it's literally Stones and that. Like, they're Asian team. They need to change a lot over there. So they're definitely worse. I don't think it's just because of Haaland.
But I want to ask, before I go to Dan, Steve-O, until you heard the word treble, your balloon wasn't popped yet.
Yeah, because I had to let it slowly build in my head. But the more...
It's crazy.
Huh?
What? No, that's not. Nah, man. He's reaching a bit there.
I agree. But basically, he said what I was thinking, and that was City are definitely worse, but it's not because of him. Yeah, it's simple. That's quite easy.
And then we got Dan, who's got the balloon, the same colour as Man City, who agrees with the statement.
It's not one of those heavy, strongly agrees. But I do think, even last year when they won the Prem, I did think he made them worse as a team.
He's effective.
It doesn't matter. He
didn't look good.
He is effective.
It's like what he said. Don't have to look good.
He gets the goals, but if he doesn't, almost nothing happens. And I've seen him play entire halves without touching the ball. City are worse. Maybe it's not only him. Of course it's not only him. But he is a part of it as to why they're not so fluid. Why they can't just put that ball. He is their other option because they are kind of, they're getting media, but he's making them lose control of games, bro. How many games have they even lost this year?
Not sure.
It's not loads. Sure.
But what I would say is though, I think the first season when he first come, they looked a bit disjointed and that they had to figure it out. But then the next season when they trouble. Smash it up,
no, I think he is their perfect plan B.
They were bad last year.
I think since he's come, they have been...
You think they're easier to play against?
I can't do that. Is it his face?
You know what? That is... You have to consider this. Because he's one of them man where all his features is in the middle.
In the middle.
And the rest of the face is just face. And he ain't got a beard. Yeah. And his trim, he ain't got the face. He ain't got the trim for that kind
and
of
he's
face.
Mad big.
But back to what Dan said, yeah, saying he made them worse and all that, yeah. He's the final pass. You play football, yeah? Mm-hmm. You all play.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand the final pass. He is not there to link up. The final pass ain't coming, going, and it's back to what Mark said. The people that were making the final pass are older.
Yeah. That's why I'm not saying it's all on him. I'm saying I can't pop my balloon.
I can't pop my balloon
the way you lot did.
Nah, but Loons, you know how you always say Salah's the final pass for Liverpool? Yeah. But it's different though. Because if he's not the final pass finishing, he can do something else. He can lay it off for a next man. He can make a
Yeah, but he's
run.
Wired. That's why
I
you
know.
Want that.
So, but that's why with there. Haaland, that's your vocal point now. And he can't... He
focal,
can't have the ball.
Focal point.
And vocal as well. Yeah.
He's talking point. As well.
He's talking.
He's singing as well.
Can I just add something? Who would you swap him for if he's making them worse?
Yeah.
But the only thing is, I don't think that question correlates because I just think nines are bad right now. Because if you asked that in another era, There was. Mate, do you know what it is? Maybe I think if Isak was at City.
If Isak was at City right now, they would be in a better position than if they had.
As in right now, today, this season. Only.
I think Haaland is the best of his type here, of striker, by the way.
Throw him the dookie.
Throw him the dookie, man.
Throw him the dookie. For Isak will make City better. That's mad.
Right
bro.
Now. Broski, hold on. Wait, hold on. I swear, how many points apart are City and Newcastle?
It's like 1 point of Newcastle got a game in hand.
So what, brother? You take that, man. What's wrong with you, bro?
I'll tell you what it is, yeah? I don't think he's made them loads worse. And I don't think it's all him. But I think since he has come to Man City as a team have become worse and much easier to play against.
So Dan, you don't agree with that then?
No.
Hey, I can't lie. Top of the table, fair enough.
You're doing all
fair
right.
Enough.
I personally think I'm right, bro. I think City have been shit since he ain't been shit necessarily.
But they have been shit since the team suffer because of him.
Of course. Them kind of players, they make your team suffer, bro.
I can't see how it would be any other way.
Bro, look at the strikers they had before that. Aguero, Dzeko, Ibrahimovic. You're having strikers that are footballers.
All-rounders.
And Haaland is the best in his class for what he does.
Really? Haaland would be a top striker even in that old era. I hate them old school strikers moving like they're killers.
All right, the next one.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think you might have
it's a
to read
disgusting
this one, bro.
Statement.
I think this, yeah, this is. Statement. I don't want to talk your business, bro.
Yeah. Next statement: Cole Palmer is too good for Chelsea.
Oh! You gotta stop blowing them up so hard, man. Bomber club.
Thank you for the proper pop this time, boys. Thank you.
Never.
I can't believe you. You especially.
Cole Palmer's not too good for Chelsea, bro.
Exactly. So pop it.
I can't remember who popped it first, so we're going to go to the no behaviour boys who think this is...
Sorry, Steve, I've got you.
I'm saying this probably. Yeah.
But you lot think the statement is...
True.
You're going to go?
Yeah.
He's not speaking for both of us.
Hold on, wait. He just said yeah.
I said he's not speaking for both of us. I said he's not going to speak for both of us.
I think... He's too good for the way they're currently constructed, for the things that manager wants.
You're riddled with hate.
No, they're trying to clip his wings. We've seen Enzo come out, yeah? Is that his name, Maresca?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Enzo, but Maresca. We've seen him come out, yeah, and talk about his system and how he wants them to play. And if they go away from it, he don't want nothing to do with the team. Cole Palmer could run through everybody, dribble, slap it 30 yards, top bins. He's due to hook him or not play him because he's not playing the way they want him to play. My man's got too much ability for Maresca to just be that simple system player that you want him to be. And you've taken away from him. You've made him lesser than. You've made him a lesser player.
He's too good. That ain't true, what you're
saying.
I think it's true, though.
No, what you're saying, let me just respond to that quickly.
Maresca has come out and said that kind of stuff in press conferences.
Of course he said it, but have you seen Cole Palmer physically on the pitch? He goes where he wants, when he wants. All he does is create. What wings, bro? Clipping his wings how, bro? He's saying go out there and express yourself.
You know, because I've seen Cole Palmer on the pitch look frustrated.
Bro, I've seen Cole Palmer on the pitch put up stinkers as well.
They said this ticket to no behaviour, boys. Loons.
All right, cool. So, I don't like the way he's done that. I agree with a bit of it. But I think with that statement, I'm saying he is too good for Chelsea right now because the team's not up to up. Chelsea's much, I'm used to a much better Chelsea team. Levi Colwill, Wesley Fofana. Like,
don't
he's
get me
better
started,
than
don't.
These guys. Oh, wow. Robert Sanchez. He's better than these guys, innit? He's better than these guys. So for me, he's too good for this team, innit? Like, right now, they've got all these men on 9-year deals. They're not going nowhere fast. He's going to be, like, if he doesn't, like, if Chelsea don't make the right moves, he could go down as a, like, a Ross Barkley if goes wrong, like.
That's your bridging. You're just rubbing him out.
Ross Barkley was high, bro. I'm just saying.
He gets the green covered through for that.
You got the player. The player that he just described is Steven Gerrard. Is staying at somewhere for too long, and then he starts playing with players.
Yeah.
You're describing your greatest player.
But Steven Gerrard also had Fernando Torres ahead of him, Luis Suarez ahead of him, Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen. He had talent there and it worked when it was there. Cole Palmer is doing it himself. He gives it to Nkunku and he puts it in the stand. He looks for his balloon. Saying, innit? Dookie looks for his balloon.
Nkunku should be here with us. He'll never put that, you know?
Neto ain't got no speed control. He gives Neto a weighted pass. My man, ring, off the pitch. Respect it, man.
Steve-O, big Cole Palmer fan.
Yeah.
But
the balloon.
You don't agree? You don't think he's too good for
Chelsea? No. I don't, mate, listen, unless you're doing what Ronaldo was doing 07, 08.
You weren't good enough for you?
No. Chill out. What I'm saying is, Cole, for me, I look at Cole Palmer and I still feel... there's levels, isn't it? There's levels to go. There's levels to go in the sense of how long can he play at the level he plays? Like, he goes in and out of games. So I think there's loads more. So no, and Chelsea's got a decent team. Like, if you would have said 2-3 years ago, Nkunku, is that his name, Nkunku?
Nkunku,
like,
yeah.
He was one of the top strikers in Europe.
Yeah, he was.
100% one of the top strikers. You've had Felix. You've had Sancho, who was a great assistant. Like, you've had great players now. I think we'll start looking at the manager. So I'll ask the Chelsea guys, is the manager good enough? You've got good players.
I personally have said it from the jump. I don't think the manager is good enough, but it's not because the manager is meaty. It's because the manager is from the Championship. You know what I'm saying? What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? That is what it is. Like,
he should be, obviously it's earlier in his career, but he's on the same path as Arteta. So I think he should be doing better with those players.
He's a bit a couple years behind.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think he has the same scope as Arteta. I think that he's exactly where he'll always be. He'll win a couple games, then he'll lose a couple
games.
But
also, let's be honest, yeah? We've got some crazy players, yeah? And Cole Palmer being too good for Chelsea is a big statement because there are some players that are just not good enough for Chelsea. Mm. And that's we've got to mix that up. We can't mix that up. Yeah. There's not players too good for Chelsea. We're a top team. We've got
not at the moment.
Aren't good. Huh?
Not at the moment.
But you know what though, Loons? What, 4 months ago we were sitting here, probably less than that.
I was just about to say
they were
that.
Literally, I was thinking, this team's about to, not take over, challenge. I wouldn't say that, they're challenging. They look like they're getting it together. Back to the manager just for a second, at the start of the season, when it was a mess at Chelsea. He came in, he calmed it down for me, which... is a part of his learning curve as well. He handled that. He's now probably in another learning curve where you hit a dip. Players,
purple patch, isn't it?
Hit four. So this is all learning. So when I say he's a few years behind, I mean literally he's managed years. Oh, okay. So I don't know, man. I think Chelsea.
He might be good.
Even in terms eventually. Of player development, though, there were certain players that you thought was going to click with Arteta, and it didn't. And now you've seen the players that he's taken under his wing, and it's working out.
Should we get these other balloons in?
Hey, Hesky with it.
Pretty unanimous decision. The no behaviour boys not behaving and going the separate way
That's
from the man.
That's not a unanimous decision. That's not even close. It's 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah, it's close.
Almost.
Nearest half.
We're going to do a little bit of arguing now. Speaking of the devil, you just mentioned his name. Arteta. So I want to ask, boys. No, I don't want to ask. I want to say. Arteta's Arsenal are the worst title challengers ever.
I knew that was going to happen.
So, you know what? Honestly, a little bit of honesty in the room, finally. You know what? Before I go, honest man, Margs, because I'm proud of you, bro. I didn't know you was capable of that kind of realness. So I want to know. First, before you even, who are the worst title challengers?
They're better than Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool team that challenged.
No, we weren't.
You thought he was your guy.
Based on what?
Just a better team, more consistency. What did Brendan Rodgers do it? One season, Arteta's
He's only there two seasons. He's only there two seasons.
That's all right. And then he weren't good enough. He had to go. Arteta's been challenging or been in and about the title talk for the past three seasons.
But no, what? They didn't bottle it like Arsenal, bro.
No, but I just think that this Arsenal team are better than that Liverpool team.
Yeah, they're better.
Exactly. So the Liverpool team are worse then.
But that's not the question.
They're the worst title contenders, and Liverpool were a title contender at the time, and this Arsenal team's better than
them. Yeah, but they put on the worst challenge. That Liverpool team at least put on a decent...
What, when Gerrard slipped?
Yeah, it's Demba Ba, man.
Disgraceful. That was worse than anything Arsenal's done.
So I want to throw something into this, yeah? Because for Arsenal, I saw something that we haven't seen before. A team being first for ages, and they're not winning the league. Yeah, but... Like you said, Liverpool's team, I think...
Spurs finished better than Spurs, the two-horse race.
Exactly, Spurs. The Solskjaer season, I think the Mourinho season as well
whoa.
Nah, but let's be honest, we're better than... It's not even a diss. We're better than them teams,
We're
bro.
Here, don't do
we're
it.
Better than them teams.
Just concentrate.
Arsenal, go on then, bro.
The reason why I think they're the worst contenders is because no one ever thinks they're going to win it.
But that isn't what makes you the worst contender.
It is.
No, it is.
It's like knowing
fake chase.
Someone's going to come second.
Bro, do you know how crazy it is, yeah, to be so far ahead that they put out something on Sky Sports saying no one has lost the title from this position this date? And I looked at it and I knew it was going to be this Arsenal team that finally jinxed it.
And this is why they're the worst title contenders as well, bro. The title was in the bag, bro. They had the bus. The bus was printed up. Remember the picture?
Is this true?
Wasn't in the bag.
Hang about. Is this true?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is. Hey, the picture got leaked.
Poet's already got a winner's t-shirt.
Bro. The kit the following
and then
season.
They lost it.
Mogs, the kit the following season. Remember when they were so far ahead?
It had the gold.
It had the gold on it. And they said, no, we didn't get it because we were thinking that we were on the league. Yes, you did.
That makes them. Let me go. I ain't gone on this round.
Gold. I've been listening. Arteta's Arsenal are the worst title contenders ever, right? I'm listening, but then you mentioned a couple of teams that I'd forgot contended.
There you go.
So I'm thinking to myself, hang on, at least Arsenal, listen, over the last few years, the amount of times we've come to this table, we've argued, we've debated, man, that's a good title contention, man.
Yes, Steve. Man. Real football guys.
Out here. Tottenham, all the draws. Come on, man.
You see, you said you forgot about them.
Yeah.
You see this Arsenal squad? There's like two players in there that people's going to talk about if they don't win nothing in 5 years, probably.
Saka.
Yeah.
Odegaard.
And Odegaard.
And Rice.
Saliba's going to bounce to Real Madrid and go and have a wavy career. And people are going to forget he even played for this regime.
Regime is called.
This is how arguable, this is how relevant we are as contenders. Yeah. You see the Arsenal team that didn't win the league? The last two seasons, yeah, will be more remembered than the Liverpool team that's going to win the league this year. 100%.
No one remembers.
Your COVID Marino up front title, bruv. No one cares about that.
No one's going to remember.
Yeah,
stop.
Listen, stop, boys. I like that, though. Stop. Is that a true... Let me go. Like, 1 second. Hold up.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I agree with that.
Don't let the emotion get you, bro. What he's trying to say is, unfortunately... Like, your titles that you've won have been during seasons where, look, City have fallen off, lost all their players. But the Arsenal one, this Arsenal team we're talking about, the Arsenal team he's talking about, which they did lose a leading place, it's probably more rememberable that season.
Why? Who remembers second? I'm going to ask you a question. Who finished second when Arsenal won Invincibles?
United.
No, they didn't.
Chelsea, sorry.
There you go.
What do you mean? I made a mistake.
No, I made a mistake. Chill out, man.
Of course I remember.
Yeah, but that's 20-something years ago, bro.
No one remembers, bro. We're talking about future. No one's going to remember
this. But this is what I'm saying. As long as these players play, maybe not in 30 years, and they're always going to be remembered. For the regardless, we could go win the treble next season. Because again, they're going to rub it out by the failure. That's what's always going to happen. Man, they're going to always remember this team. I'm telling you.
You lot might.
Full stop. I know for a fact. Maybe the word's wrong. The worst ever title contenders. This is, for me, the most embarrassing title contenders I've seen. That is the word for it. Because you just know, no matter how many points ahead they are, no matter what happens, and no matter who loses, Arsenal will not win that league. They cannot win the league, and that's it.
But isn't a contender meant to make it exciting? Like, if there's a heavyweight boxer, they're fighting someone else, you're like, ooh, yeah, you know, this is exciting. Arsenal don't, I don't feel like they're actually chasing someone.
They've got Audley Harrison, they've got the gold medal.
No, they're a pacemaker. You know, like you get it in athletics, someone who just runs, they're not going to run the race, but they're going to set the pace so that the winners know what pace you have to run at to win.
Audley, they got the Olympic gold, Dan, that's the invincible season. And then everything else is kersplat.
Boys.
This is a big one.
Arsenal statement.
This is a big statement.
And it goes to what you're saying about Arsenal. Look, we're talking about Arsenal more than the team that's mashed up the league this year. Liverpool,
go.
No one gives a
no
fuck.
No one cares. There's not going to be a Liverpool question.
I'm sorry, bro.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That is the clip of the week.
I just see that.
You lot want to be, you lot believe this, yeah? In 5 years' time, you're going to say 2024, 2025 season, who won the league?
Yeah,
what are they
going to
say, bro?
Liverpool.
They're not going to say, oh, Arsenal. And they're not going to say none of that.
You will remember.
None of that.
You will remember Trossard, Ovard, Diaz, and all of these, man.
Anyway, let's get.
Yeah. Right, listen. So,
next statement.
Yeah.
Arsenal. Wait, you might be right. You might be right. Arsenal will win the league next season.
Hey,
season after that, pop. You see what I'm saying, like, bro? They're not gonna win this league. It's done.
They're not
you know
next
what?
Year
before
anyway.
Everyone says something, fast as you ever
what
run
are
in
you
your
doing,
life.
What are you doing?
All right, listen.
Can I get another balloon?
Give him another balloon.
All right, listen.
Oh what? But he needs one
go
too.
Go right in the middle. Go right in the middle.
He needs one
just
too.
Running,
I need
run.
One. I need
run.
Yes, one.
See?
Fuck, he just squeezed it with his bare hands, bro.
You gotta get behind him.
Hold on, did you do that with your hand?
Yes, he didn't even do nails. He just squeezed it, bro.
Can I get my balloon?
Alright, this is the eardrum thing at this point.
Bro, are you popping that with your fingers?
Listen, I think because I'm the only Arsenal fan here, I should take the floor. They're gonna wanna know why I pop my balloon. And it's I'm not doing it again, bro. I ain't doing this again, bro. What do you mean? You think if I see my brethren get punched up three times, I'm going to go to the fourth fight? I'm just going to wait in A&E, brother. You get me? But I wouldn't have popped my balloon if there was another word there beginning with C.
What could?
Champions Challenge. League.
What could?
Champions League.
No, Champions again. League. No. Arsenal will win the League Cup. No.
Arsenal will challenge for the league next season. Surely that's the word that you're talking about.
Arsenal will win the League
no,
Cup.
No, you don't know
that's
my mind.
Means the
you
league
don't
cup.
Know my mind. I already said we do not recognise League Cup. Champions League. We're going for it next
and
season.
And can I
we
say...
This season?
No chance.
No. Oh, wow. See, I'm saying... And this is what I'm saying. This is why...
Why not?
Not good enough.
Let me this is why supporting West Ham is such a better feeling than supporting your lot's team.
Though.
Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Your team are challenging, right? Your team are challenging. You're in, is it quarter final of the Champions League? You're sitting here defeated when your team's looking like they're on the trajectory.
No, there's three trajectories.
But there is.
There's three win,
yeah,
lose,
so
or
what
draw.
What I'm saying is, why are you so defeated? Like,
no,
why are your team going to win the league next year?
Hold on.
How are you a supporter, no, Rude Boy?
What do you mean? I'm realistic. Hold on. Can I all I'm talking about is, I just think next season, I think we're going to do some rubbish in the transfer
if you get
window.
A striker, which you've been saying you need all year, you don't think you can
win next
year?
I think we're going to get the wrong striker.
Okay.
Simple as that. Simple as that. And that's just me being honest.
Yeah.
I think we need Isak. We need Isak. We're not going to get Isak. We'll go get Sisco from Drew Hill, all these other men. And it's dead, isn't it? So I just think, as far as next year,
for the league?
No.
So what year? So. If you could guess, what year? If you could guess, and on this guess, you guess right, you get £1 million on the year that you win the league. What year would you actually say?
I will say 2027, year after. Wow.
You'll get better odds on 2045, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, what do you mean? Suckers.
Let me ask you this. If you don't win the Champions League in the next 2 years, that leads us to 2027, right? You think Saliba, Saka with Man City needing new blood and all of that, you think they're going to stay?
I think Saka will stay. I think Saliba will maybe go. Nah, because I think Real Madrid will go get the Hoisin in the summer. Hoisin? From Bournemouth. And they'll probably go find some other Spanish youth or something. So we'll have Saliba for a little while. But I think, with Miles Lewis-Skelly, Ranieri, Gabriel, all these man, we'll be all right. I think in the next 5 years,
it's not a
we'll
league
right.
winning group it of is, players man. Though, man.
It is, we're better than the Liverpool team that's going to win the league, man, if it weren't for the injuries.
The group of players, he said, they already have, and he said they're good enough to win the league.
Losing their main player as well. Losing the Rock.
At least we got a unanimous. This is what a unanimous decision looks like.
No, but I changed late.
Loons changed your mind.
Yeah, and why is that, Loons?
Because I was unsure if they were talking about the 23s, the ladies. I didn't know what Arsenal... There's loads of teams now, but when I was sure it was the men's...
Pop, right, I don't think understand? They win any of them. Ladies ain't that great.
No?
Ladies ain't that great.
Nah, they ain't who they used to be.
Rachel Yankee.
Chelsea's top of the league still.
I said Rachel Yankee. That is old school.
Rachel Yankee.
I actually played football with her on St. Raph's Estate and I nutmegged her. I was 12 years old.
Oh no. When she was a pro?
Remember this.
No.
She must have been a pro then, didn't
she?
She
was a pro. She was playing for England.
12 years old. Mad.
I think their window's gone, man. I thought this year should have been the year that they won it. And that's before even a ball got kicked. And in the way that City's moved, they're supposed to be in prime position to win this league. And this is like a travesty that they ain't won it. And it's done that.
Football's in a dark place. Arsenal's in a darker place.
I don't think Arsenal's in a darker place than football.
We're in a darker place than Arsenal.
No, you're not though.
No. Chelsea's
not in the darkest place because if you lot was just at the where they are, one player from greatness,
we'd actually get the
Todd Bowley would have gone by him.
You're
not in a worse place than them, bro.
We've spent all the money though.
Bro, they just spend their striker money on left backs. Bro,
we just spent all our bread. We just bought brioche rolls. Everything. We spent everything.
Nothing to go in there, innit?
No,
I love a burger, bro. Yeah, I love it.
You bought brioche rolls and bear, like, you know them old school desserts that no one yam no more? The squirrel, the squirrel cake and them ting there. You got no knife to cut it. So much yamming it out of the
hey, you know how much left footers he's bought? Chelsea, he's bought. No, your gaffer's bought so much left footers.
He's obsessed with
left footers, bro.
Kiwi or Moreno, Calafiori. Zinchenko,
And the, you know, it's Havertz. Technically, they are more sound than a right-footed player. They ain't got the other foot, but it's Odegaard, man. He saw Odegaard and Saka. He said, "You know what? I need more of those. Let me just get some more left-footers."
Saka's quite both-footed now, though.
I think he's got a powerful right foot.
Yeah,
but it's
not. He just swings it. Yeah. It's like a
golf
club. He'll
take you down the line. That's the one thing about him. That's
he can
go,
but he can. I can't lie. Yeah, I've been in denial for years, but Saka's cold.
He's been cold, man.
He's
not as pretty as other good players.
Yeah, he's in that Mo Salah mode. Yeah, you know? He is. Look better than him, but he's effective. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, isn't it?
Sometimes I feel we shouldn't even look at that. And we should just look at you lot and you tell us. So it's a reaction.
Maybe should put some blinkers on it. Should put some blinkers on
just
it.
Don't look.
Yeah, don't look. That's what I'm saying. Don't look.
Like, it's easy to say,
you know, because hearing it, you're actually hearing me say that. You
like a Jordan say, don't look, I'm getting changed. that's for the question.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When did you first pop your balloon?
Just now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
What do you mean?
Don't worry. As
you can see. You might as well take that because you weren't going to pop it for that question.
All right then. On to the soon to be champions, unfortunately. But what I want to know, not even what I want to know, what I'm telling you, what I'm telling the table is that Liverpool will finish outside of the top four when Salah and Van Dijk go.
If or when?
When.
So if they go this year, you mean next year?
You know what, let's say if, because we don't know if they're going. Let's just say if they were to go the summer, next season, they don't get top four.
It's a big shout. It's a big shout.
It is a big shout, but I just think before we let Loons have the floor, obviously. Liverpool fan. Okay, all right.
What are you supposed to
do? No, do you know what it is? Hold, before you pop that.
Why are you trying to pop it?
Hold on.
And you're failing.
Listen, God just stopped you from popping that balloon. It's so true. Maybe use why the ears that he has given.
Why are you dictating to him?
No, I'm just saying.
It didn't pop for a reason.
It didn't pop for
just
a reason.
Just send the mic here, man. I'll chill.
You know what it is? Reason I was going to do, I was thinking, hang on. I'm looking at the Liv, so we're saying get rid of Van Dijk, but they've already, which I don't agree with, but in the terms of where he's, the level he's playing at, you would say Konsa is a ready-made replacement?
No. No,
he's in the
that.
England team at 20 years old, mate.
No, I'm not saying Konsa. That, hey, the Konsa angle ain't the angle
Let
I'm
me
at.
Land.
That shot was crazy. Let me pose a different question to you.
Go on.
Are Liverpool...
I was asking a question to a Liverpool guy.
Forget the
I
two
said,
players.
I don't agree, by the
forget
way.
Forget the two players, yeah? Just take one away.
Go on.
Are Liverpool top four this year if you take Salah out of that team?
I think so.
Good question, Margs. We've just discussed in the last round about how bad the challenge is. So probably, yeah. What are they, 12? How many points?
12
yeah,
points,
they probably
yeah.
would have. That's
and
how bad Salah, the challenge
and
has been.
Salah get for them?
That's not how football works, man. How many points they get? If Salah takes Salah out of the team, all right, you take Salah out of the team, we're not going to play with 10 men, bro.
Nah,
That's not how it works. There's going to be another body in there.
I don't want to pop it.
You know what? I'm going to do what Dan done. I don't need this because this ain't popping.
That's no
this
way
this guy's
popping.
Terrible.
You're going to concede more goals and you're going to score less.
But Dan. Let me just make something like you see, like in football, yeah? You see when you lot got rid of Drogba, for example.
Watch what I'm going to do.
Yeah? When you got rid of Drogba, who did you replace him with again?
Morata, and they were terrible.
Yeah, but didn't they win? Didn't they win stuff?
Okay, so let me go. No, two seconds.
No, wait. I'm asking a Chelsea man. What is he was speaking? He was speaking.
We had Costa still.
Costa.
See, you let the whole room laugh at Morata. It's Costa. Let's be real, bro.
Costa,
you replaced people.
Costa is very good. That's who you replaced him with. So now you tell us, knowing that this is around. Who replaces Salah and Van Dijk to keep you in
top 1,000 goals
for next season?
Who was Salah before we got him?
No.
Let's not do this. Because who was he? We got this guy that no one cared about and we turned him into this monster. Whoever we
hold
get
on,
is turning into that monster.
How about that? What is that?
Bleeding water.
He said that no one cared about Salah. He was already at Chelsea, bro.
Yeah, but no. When we got him, man said, you can go and find tweets when man, Liverpool's have spent 30 million on a Chelsea reject.
Listen, Loons, it's a simple question. Loons. Listen.
Answer the question.
It's a simple question.
I don't know.
Then how can you have the answer that, how can you be so sure? No, because again, if you was to tell me, hold on 2 seconds. If you was to ask me, Would Arsenal still be second without Saka? Yeah? I'd say no.
Football's not like that.
Okay, I know it doesn't, but if you used to ask me why, I'd say because the only right winger that's good, that's better than him, Mo Salah, the other one, I don't think is close. So if we had another right winger there and it wasn't Saka, I don't think we'd be as good as
Can I say, last week we spoke about if Bruno goes into the Arsenal team, we disagreed that a player can just come in and make it happen, right? So what's to say that if Salah goes, a player comes in and makes it happen, right? Because we agreed last week that doesn't
30
necessarily...
goals a season from the right wing.
All right. When we lost Torres, who was going to replace
bro,
him
this
with? That's what the world was saying. Who are you going to replace him with? We got Suarez from Ajax. No one knew him.
So who you getting? Who you getting?
Bro, I didn't know who Suarez was, Dan, when we got him. He turned out to not be a monster.
I hate when Luz gets in. He's too defensive. He's so defensive.
Hold on 2 seconds, because Luz, you know what Luz does? You start telling us what the world said. Do you think we give a f*** about the world?
The world!
And everything you get, you gotta work hard for it. No, I heard that.
You know what? Hey, Luz.
What?
Fair enough.
Thank you. You understand sense, man.
You made me think I was on your side. Give me my
What's
again,
going
man.
On here?
So wait, so you agree?
I didn't have a clue about Suarez. He's turned up. I don't know.
No, because you
replaced
someone.
Maybe there's something special in the tap water over
there. You replace someone. It's just a replacement. And he just turns up.
Well, you never heard of Luis Suarez before he signed?
No, I didn't. I'm an honest man,
I didn't think he'll do this, but you knew who he was.
Bro, Margs, Suarez didn't win anything for them. What are you talking? Replace a guy that didn't win. But I'm talking about the
Let him talk,
man, because he's got a point.
Take that, man.
He's got a point.
Moving goalposts.
He's got a point.
The original convo, yeah, was if Salah and Van Dijk leave Liverpool, will they still be on top? Those two specific players. Yeah, factually, if you don't replace them, obviously you won't. But what we're trying to say, Loons, is that these men
are telling me to name one.
Bro, what we're trying to
how
say...
How many times do you want this?
Exactly.
Shut up.
What we're trying to say is these men are so good that we don't think there's players that you can get to replace them to still be as good as
okay,
you are.
Okay, can I rebuttal that, yeah?
Yeah.
You lot thought that when we got rid of Torres. We were talking... 1 second,
Suarez
bro.
Suarez didn't win
can
you
I
nothing.
Finish?
Suarez
can I finish,
didn't win
bro?
You nothing.
Let him finish.
Can you stop him? Because please, come on. What's going on here? Bro, can I just land, bro?
Land it, please.
Look. Torres got us to top four. Facts. Second. Suarez done the same.
That has got nothing to do
all right.
with what we're talking about.
All right, here's what I'm going to do then to make it even more interesting. You don't sign anyone to replace it. Do you get top four or not?
Hey, let me get my
balloon. Don't sign anyone? That's not fair.
You're not doing it based on who you're going to get.
Hold on. Loons, you're saying it's not fair. I asked you, who do you replace them? You said you don't know.
I don't.
So what's the... So
our recruitment is so ice cold, yeah, that if we bring in, whoever, yeah, he's turning up.
This statement didn't give you a transfer window.
Oh, no, hold on. 2 seconds. Before you go, I want to say something that I had up my sleeve. I want to ask you a question, bro. Who did you replace Mane with?
I don't think we're
Darwin Núñez.
No.
Darwin Núñez.
Cody Gakpo. Luis Diaz.
No, allow it. That's after. Let me ask you this. When you had your midfield of Henderson and they were killing it and your team was the best team in the league for years, right? In the world for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Your midfield was dead next season. You just about got into the top four. You didn't replace your midfield. You remember?
Henderson's last season, we finished fourth. And then, the new midfield season, we finished third.
Brother, I'm trying to When your midfield started losing their legs,
we finished
and you
fourth.
Needed to replace them,
we finished
you
fourth.
Just about, you was all in eighth. It was shocking. You went from being the best
yeah.
to the legs went
yeah.
and you needed to replace your midfield
yeah.
and you didn't replace them. And then
we
you
did.
Just, bruv, it's taken you 3 seasons to
Look
get to where
I
you're
hate
at.
Henderson hasn't
face.
Been gone three seasons,
I hate when
bro.
He does that face.
Henderson hasn't been gone three
brother,
seasons.
It's only this year your midfield's been replaced. Brother, two then. Sorry, you're nitpicking here.
But we've made Champions League every season since he's been gone.
Brother, before that, when your midfield were popping and you had legs, right? Follow me. when you was challenging, right, and you was doing a madness,
yeah.
Then your midfield, all of a sudden, in one season, the legs went. Yeah. Everyone was saying they need to be replaced. You bought Gravenberg. It didn't work for a year. It's only now.
You bought Gravenberg last year.
Do you know what?
And it didn't work Henderson last year.
I'm going to do something amazing.
Your midfield needed replacing.
Boys, I'm going to do something amazing.
Go on.
Oh. Do you know where? Because I forgot, it's not about them winning the league, it's about top four. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I think you will replace it. Let me land! No, because I got football mind. This guy's just emotional.
I'm not emotional.
They go get like a Olisey and a reasonable enough centre-back to play with Konate. I think they'll probably get top four. But I'm a gooner that had to get that myself. Why couldn't the Liverpool man tell us this? That's what we need to ask ourselves.
Because it's not simple as just buying a big name, because football don't work like
you're
that.
You're having a bad game. No, you're having a bad game. He's having a bad game.
Stinker.
He's having a bad game.
He's having a stinker. You mentioned Liverpool, he has a stinker.
We buy potential. Coutinho, Salah. These were potential.
Did you replace Firmino?
Firmino? No, we ain't got a false nine. We ain't got a false nine since we bought Nunes. We bought potential.
Lins.
Mars getting on round him.
No, I'm saying this is a terrible take, man.
It's bad.
Stinks.
I had to link him. That's how bad it is. I thought he's Ellis ain't even really there. Ellis is cut.
Ellis was his balloon back.
Yeah, go on. Let's be clear here, because I want to be clear that I think they can still lose those players and finish top four. Then they won't win.
Can I just say one thing? If he wasn't so emotional, he's actually speaking sense. But because
I'm not emotional. I just argue.
I just argue,
bro.
I'm on his side. Why, and he's still
why do you
upset.
Need that? Why do you need that?
You know where you lost me? Nah, Loons, where you lost me is when I said, who do you replace them with? You said, I don't know. I said, nah, Liverpool are dead. But then I had to get back
all
in the whip.
All these examples are all one players. You're talking about the best right winger in the league and the best centre-back in the league.
But they weren't the best, though, when we got them.
They are now.
No, you're missing the point. Bro.
No,
you're
I'm
missing
not.
The point.
You are missing the point. What? That they're cold.
They are cold.
Exactly. That's it. Let it go.
Yeah, no.
Let it go.
Who do you replace them with? I said, I don't know.
Loons, let it go.
A man saying to me, you're mad. You don't know.
I'm not popping it. I actually, do you know what it is? Yeah, for me, you see when you start adding your own personal terms and putting in a transfer window and you get to get the second best player in Europe, that's not what the question said. That's not what the statement was. Yeah.
Who's the second best player in Europe?
I don't know. I don't care either. All I'm saying is what it actually said.
Yeah.
You lose them two and you don't make top four. It didn't say you get to replace them.
Yeah.
It just said you lose
didn't say
them
that.
And
didn't
you don't
say
make
that.
Top
Even without them two, I think we're better than Chelsea.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. What's that mean? That's not the question even. That's not the question either.
Newcastle win the next game, they go above Chelsea.
Okay, but I reckon we're better than both of them.
It's the last one, yeah?
Last question. Cool.
No one looking.
Unfortunately, we have run out of funding due to money going missing. And we don't have enough balloons. So what me and Dan are going to have to do up top is one up front now. One up front, we're going to have to share the vision. But I think we can do that, man.
I think so.
We can
well.
Get it done. This is, I don't know who's going to agree with this one, but I'm going to say right here in front of you, man, that Alexander Isak of Newcastle and Sweden is worth 150 million British pounds sterling. Ooh, that was like art. It just, get me?
150 million is a big amount of money. That's why I popped it.
Do you know what? Let's let Loons go first, and then us lot, who know ball. No, I'm joking.
Maybe I can get a couple of people to put. I just think 150 million is a lot of money for, like, his previous seasons are good. This is his one outstanding season. One outstanding season in the Prem does not get you.
He hasn't scored as much goals as he scored last season, right?
Yeah, but this season's not done.
Yeah, but he's a goal away from last season.
Yeah, okay, but this season's not, that's what I said, he's had a couple good this season and this season's exceptional.
He's had a couple good this season.
No, he's had a
No, no, he didn't say that though. He said one good season.
How long has he been here?
Two. This is his third season.
His first season he was super injured, but you could see that he was a player there. His second season, he done it, and this is his first season. For me, 150 is I want to see an Mbappe type player. I don't want to change the landscape of what 150 gets you.
Before you go, quickly. We just mentioned him before. Darwin Nunes, 95 million.
That's not what we paid for him.
Okay. 64.
We didn't win the Champions League.
85.
We didn't win the Champions League.
Okay, then. 85. I'm going to chat to you, yeah? Enzo, 105 million. Declan Rice, 105 million. Casado, 105 million. In relation to those 100s, do you not think, because obviously your balloon's still...
Bro.
Dede.
This is why I was thinking, for what I see from Caicedo, he runs around, he tackles people, and he gives a next player next to him the ball and lets them do their thing. That's 105 mil.
That's hurt.
No, he does that well, though. He does that really well, though. Yeah.
He's not complaining. He's not complaining.
I'm not upset with that. If that's 105,
yeah,
and you have someone that can take the ball, beat a player, and score, and then do this to the captain of your club.
Yeah, crazy.
Personally, I wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, but
if
you
could
do
that in the cup final, he's worth 150 M's.
Yeah. You know what? I want to ask everyone with their balloon up. Margs, why do you think he's worth 150 M's?
We'll have to wait and see. I'm not saying he's not. No, because my thing is, people like moan, like you're saying, like Caicedo, they're saying Declan Rice ain't worth 105. You know, it's not about what you're worth, it's what you can negotiate. Well, yeah. The second Arsenal paid the money for him, that's how much he's worth. Shut up, you don't have to like it. You know what I'm trying to say? And if someone gets him out the door for 150, that's his price tag. And speaking to what you're saying, the way these hundreds are looking, the Enzos, the Caicedos, even Rice, if man's saying that he can't receive the ball in a half turn. If that's 105 million and we're all, and it's a unanimous decision and it's straight, then Isak's 150, bro. What are we doing there? Inflation, price has gone up.
2025, man.
No, price I do agree up. With that, but I think the price of the player, I'm trying to make 150 get you a 150 player.
Do you know what 150 million pounds can buy you?
What can it buy? Hold on. We got some maths going on right now.
Speak to a man with money.
150 M's, you know about money, Marks. Pen game and that. Listen.
Pen game and that.
Listen. You can buy jets. You can buy
coupes, jeeps,
anything.
Can we?
You can buy anything. You don't have to buy Alexander.
Can we check something? Because we do something on this show that we're always gonna do from now on with transfer fees. Can you find out how much Seamus Coleman's?
Yeah.
For that 150 mil.
150 mil.
Yeah, 100%. And I want to ask Steve-O, who supports the team that Declan Rice came from. So you got that 105 million for him. Unlike some of these weirdos on Twitter, you justify that price tag. So chat to us about why you think Isak is 150.
I echo everything. I echo what you guys said about the market and what 100 million gets you. So if the 100 million gets you a defensive midfielder, which we've seen too defensive, we've seen an Enzo who's a box-to-box, a goal scorer, which is the most important thing in the game, has to be more. And he's been doing it for two seasons, like consistently now, at a poorer team. So I think if he goes into a better team, he's going to do even more. Also, going to what Dan said about what you can buy, my friend's cousin, Indian guy, his wedding was a...
Hold on, let him go.
Because they spend a lot. An Indian wedding, he spent 100 M's.
Is it?
Yes. So if that's 100...
She ain't leaving, wedding, bro.
Declan.
Yeah, if that's 100...
What
listen,
wedding's that?
Declan.
Indian wedding. Crazy.
100 million, not rupees.
A million pound, yeah. Yeah. So if that's that, then that's worth that, man, for me.
So obviously, me and Dan have not popped our balloon, but something has come into play here. I went to the gantry to ask for how many Seamus Colemans can we get?
Because that's really, if we're being honest, nowadays, that's how you judge how good a transfer actually is. He was £60,000.
Simple. Yeah?
And let's be honest, he's had a 15-year career as opposed to
a great career.
Isak's three
seasons. Don't make us divide that to how much it is a year.
You can get 2,500 Seamus Colemans for the price of one Isak.
Bro, you can build a city, bro.
Hold on.
Bro, you can hard working right backs everywhere.
Listen. That is that's 5,000 left legs. Are you serious, bruv?
Okay, then this is the question then. Where does a starting 11 of all Seamus Colemans finish in the Prem?
Right, in this season.
This season,
they're going top four. They're going top four. They're grinding out serious.
I reckon Seamus could do the flanks is covered. The centre backs aren't easy to deal with either.
It's going to be 0-0, isn't it? It's going to be a lot of like, going to grind out.
Hey, a midfield three of three Seamus Coleman.
That's balance. That is balance.
They're running. Odegaard's getting rushed.
They all know each other.
They all know each other. Chemistry. 99.
Listen, they all know each other.
Literally. Look at that shape. Coleman in goal. we're playing four Colemans at the back. Double pivot
yeah,
Coleman.
Yeah.
With Coleman in the 10. My days, there's no wingers.
Bro,
there's
because Coleman's up, mate. Yeah, he's up and down.
I personally think it's a way better value to buy Seamus Coleman's over anything. Even over, bro, 60 you know grand. What are you going to buy? Let's
bring
be honest.
Balloon, bring the balloon.
What are you going to buy?
Bring the balloon.
A kettle or a Seamus Coleman? Even that, you know, we got to start thinking clever. I want my people. I want better for my people.
You could buy 10 Jordan Ibe's. 15 mil he cost.
That's not a team.
That's not even
right.
What
am I going to do with a team?
What maths is that? What do you mean you could get more than that?
150. Now 15 mil. He was 15 mil to Bournemouth.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't.
You're not allowed to. Dan's not allowed to go in.
Let's not do this.
All right, boys. That was the last one, innit?
Yeah.
So, boys, that was the first filthy Ballon d'Or.
Why?
Hey. Come up with that myself. I didn't see
that. Yeah, pop that.
Where's the poo?
Poo's bad.
But now, all jokes aside, crowd, let us know how that was. Who popped their balloon too much? Who was too trigger happy with the pins and that? Let us know. Yeah, live show made it.
Hackney.
You know the ting. There might even be a bit of pop the balloon there, innit? Yeah, for the crowd as well. If the budget, if we can afford, who knows? But listen, like, subscribe.
Comment.
Watch previous episodes.
Filthy. We'll see you next week.
The other side.